This is Grapple, and I'm Naomi Sterobin. Just want to let you know that we're back, and we've got a new round of episodes for you. We're going to look at a bunch of hot-button issues, from communities grappling with race relations and immigration reform to public school funding. We're going to play you some snippets, but just a warning here, there's some strong language.
It always existed, it just was in the dark.
I don't agree with multiculturalism, but I am willing, and many white people are willing, to get along with black people. But don't tell me that what you have to deal with white power, because I am white power. So tell me how you're going to deal with me.
As a music artist, we have a lot of listeners. The voice is real powerful, especially if you could get people to listen.
Total attitudes of the town. It wasn't just black, white. It's we, they. It's I don't like people who are different than I am.
The way it is now, it's unbelievable. You can't leave your doors open at night. You can't relax on your porch if you live in the city. The Latinos took it over. They ruined it. And now there's more of them than there is of us.
Sí, pues somos indocumentados, no tenemos papeles para trabajar.
She said, yes, we're undocumented, we don't have papers to work. This is the system that keeps people in limbo that are here working, you know, providing for the economy.
When I look at what the kids have available to them in the high schools and their surrounding districts, and I look at what ours have, it's appalling. It's not overstating it to say that kids who have the least are getting the least.
I want my child to have a high school experience without stressing, without worried about, is my school going to close? I want them to experience happiness so the kids can feel like they're wanted, like they're respected.
We'll be releasing these episodes soon. But in the meantime, if you love the music you hear on Grapple as much as we do, check out episode 13. It's all about how we came up with the music for Grapple. You'll hear from the two musicians who wrote the music, and they are really very creative and really great about explaining where their inspiration came from.
After listening to the weight of the podcast, we almost had this feeling of guilt from the amount of pleasure we had during production.
And help us get the word out. Don't forget to share the podcast with your friends or family. And you can also rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts.